From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seewert. Some of the best curling teams in the nation will compete on the ice this month at the Wausau Curling Center, host of the 2024 National Arena Curling Championships. Opening ceremonies are set for October 24th. Wausau's Curling Center is one of the few in the country featuring 8 full sheets of ice dedicated solely to the sport, which has seen significant growth over the past decade. Kim Susans has been curling for years. She is the co-chair of the event planning committee, and she joins us now. Kim, welcome.
Thank you.
Kim, what is arena curling exactly, and how is it different from regular curling?
Arena curling is played basically on a hockey rink, which the curlers have to prepare every time they want to curl. So their rink is never ready until they come early and make it ready. They get ice that is played on by hockey players and figure skaters, and they start with a fresh Zamboni, and then they have to carry the stones on the ice, prepare the ice sheets, and put the lines down, etc. So they're some of the hardest working curlers around.
Tell us about the event coming up. What can we expect?
We will see curlers from all over the country. And again, they are curlers that are accustomed to preparing their own ice every single time they curl. And other than that, it's pretty much the same kind of curling, just with a different group of people.
Are there any notable teams or competitors you're really watching for this year?
The defending champions on the men's side are coming from the Dallas area, and the defending champions on the women's side are coming from Houston. So both Texas teams, and the women's team has actually been here before. The last time when we hosted Club Nationals, their team represented.
Curling tends to fly under the radar compared to other sports. How does an event like this help grow its popularity in the area?
I would say that we get a great deal of exposure during an Olympic year because curling is one of those fun, easy to watch sports. And there's a lot of color. The athletes are very flamboyant, I might say. This is a much more tamed down version of that. But by us hosting these national events, we can bring curling to the forefront in our community and in our state and just show people that this is really a sport for anyone. It's not just elite players. It's for people of any age. We have curlers that are in our facility every week, and they're in their 80s, curling happily every day.
What does it mean for Wausau and the Curling Club to host these national championships?
It certainly showcases our facility, and we have a really good reputation as far as hospitality goes. And it's wonderful for people to see that even a smaller community like Wausau can facilitate and showcase our city, our communities, by doing events like these. We're thrilled that people will be traveling to the Wausau area during the fall when it's so beautiful here, and there are still a lot of activities off ice as well as on ice for people.
For spectators who are newcomers to curling, what would you suggest to help them really enjoy this experience?
I would have them go to YouTube and watch one of the Olympic games or any streamed game where there are commentators, because they'll explain a bit of the strategy and tell people what the curlers are doing, perhaps what they're thinking, and how they will manage to score points during the game.
You've been curling for a long time. So what drew you to this sport in the beginning and what sparked your passion for it?
Kind of funny story. The curling center used to be right next to Marathon Park hockey rinks 1 and 2. And my husband was a high school hockey coach for many, many years. And 1 year, yes, it was an Olympic year, a bunch of the parents from that particular group decided that they were thinking about what they should do after their kids graduate from high school. So they talked about trying that curling thing. And so they went next door, tried it out in a 3 week league in the spring, and decided that it was a really fun thing to do. So they got a bunch of other parents together. We all went out and learned to curl. That grew into a league of our own that we played on Sunday night. And a number of those parents, myself included, are still curling. And it's the kind of sport that you can love at any age. You can compete at any age. And it's very social. You sit down with the team that you play against after you're done playing and socialize, maybe share an adult beverage and get to know a whole different group of people in a whole different way.
Where can we find out all of the details about the National Arena Curling Championships that are coming up this month in Wausau?
You can find them on our website, wasacurling.org, and there will be a big banner talking about the championships and how you can get tickets and what to expect.
Kim Susans, thank you so much for joining us today.
You are very welcome. Good curling, everyone.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.